when asking is more than ARV. So let's talk about it. It's a question that came in here and we should dive through it as fast as we can, right? Let's make time. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about when asking is more than ARV. So let's talk about it. It's a question that came in here and we should dive through it as fast as we can, right? Let's make time, right? They owe $69,000 on their mortgage and are willing to accept $65,000. All right, so let's do that quick math, okay? They're willing to accept 65. Something is off. The average comparable comps is around $60,000 to $71,000. What should I do? All right, so I guess they're asking an offer. By the way, you can check out dealestimator.com. There are free calculators to learn how to generate comparables. You can use them to generate comparables. It's dealestimator.com. Use them to generate comparables and then also use to calculate maximum allowable offer from the after repair value you generate. Okay, so it's completely free tools at dealestimator.com. All right, so with that being said, let's talk about why are we talking about this. This is real estate wholesaling or investing. Real estate wholesaling is an investing strategy for real estate. It just simply means you don't have to do the fix and flip, but you can find the properties and get paid for finding deeply discounted properties. The idea for real estate investing is to buy low, you sell high, right? But investors may not have the time, okay? If they're really busy, they don't have time to market and find these properties. You can become a master marketer, lead generator, and find these deals, or you can become a lead generator on the buyer side of the game, because many people don't talk about the buyer side of the game, meaning finding buyers for deals. So it's a ton of people, all kind of people you could check out on Craigslist, and Facebook Marketplace that are looking, that are already finding deals, but many of them struggle to dispose the deals. So you can become a disposition expert in the game, okay? So if you do that, you basically set yourself apart from the marketplace, from the saturation that's clearly going all over the place. You cold call a few people right now, you find out that they've been called by a few people, right? And that creates a challenge, you know, that, by the way, if you follow my lead here, you don't have to encounter such challenges, okay? So with that being said, let's really take a closer look at this question. They owe $69,000 on mortgage, right? Meaning somebody has to pay that money. The bank says this person owes them $69,000, but then they're willing to accept $65,000, but there's a difference of $4,000. Who's gonna pay that? Who's gonna pay the bank that? Because if you don't take care of that lien, the loan, that lien against that property, the title is not gonna pass to you. The title companies will not allow the title to pass to the new buyer, right? So maybe your wholesaler, so not to you directly, but to the end buyer that you find, the title company who represents them would want to make sure that all liens are taken care of and satisfied. And that means $69,000 and probably plus some fees, some penalties, some arrears, from some late payment fees and stuff like that. And they're willing to accept $65,000. What does that mean? Do they want to walk away with $65,000 and then you still got to pay the $69,000? Or I don't understand, what does that mean? So the question is not that clear, but that's a question that you need to know if you're encountering this kind of situation. We're asking prices $65,000, but you know, we owe the bank $69,000. Who's gonna pay the rest of the $4,000? So we need to know what that is, right? So the average comparable is around $60,000 to $71,000. Okay, comparables is essentially properties that sold within 1 mile radius in the last 6 months, okay, depending on the rules of your marketplace, but that's the standard. Within the last 6 months, within 1 mile radius of the subject property, those comparables need to be comparable, meaning they have to be about the same size type of properties or adjusted for the sizes, and the average sales price within that period of time, within that radius, will give you an idea of what the property is worth. So he's saying the average worth of the property is $60,000 to $71,000. Okay, so when I'm looking at that, I'm going with the lower range because I'm on the buyer side in this conversation. So I'm going to look at the lower part of the range, $60,000. Worst case scenario, I will look at maybe in between, which is about $65,000. So even still at that, why would I want to pay the price that the property is worth? That's retail price. Does that make sense? So when you say, what should I do? You have two different options. You can walk away because they're not serious if you have enough leads, which you should, right? That's what we teach you. You should walk away and go focus on leads of people that are motivated sellers, meaning they need to get rid of a property and they're not asking for anything close to, they're not talking retail. As a matter of fact, they're not well educated on what the retail price is. All they know is that this property is a liability. I need to get rid of it, right? That's one thing you can do. The second thing you can do, if you don't have enough leads or you believe you can't have enough leads, right? The other thing you can do is get into sales mode and try to talk them down to bring down the price. But I can tell you this, if they're already asking 65, chances are they already set their mind on 65. They're not motivated seller. They think their property is worth 100. Actually, they think they're actually doing you a favor, right? By selling you this property at $65,000. So when you find out, so I'm guessing you found out that the comparables are $60,000 to $71,000. Let's just safely call that $60,000. And they're asking for $65,000. You should ask, are they delusional? Ask yourself. Don't say that to them, of course. But maybe they're not. Maybe they truly just don't know. But it's a conversation that needs to be had. I say, hey, you're asking $65,000. So when do you need to sell? How soon do you need to sell? And you need to really wait for that answer. And awkward moments, be comfortable with that and wait for that answer. Now, we need to sell as of yesterday. Great. You need to sell. Are you sure? If you have some time, we can get you the most money we can get you for the property. Is that what you're looking for? The most money, or you need to sell? It's okay to have this kind of authentic conversation with them and then shut up and let them talk. Now, we need to sell. All right, so let's talk about what the property is worth, okay? Then I'll talk to you what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. And if they say, no, we're not in a rush. Let's say on the flip side, they say, we're not in a rush. We need to sell, but we don't have to sell. All right, great. Let's get you the most money we can get you for the property. I'm going to tell you, your property is worth, you can probably get as much as $71,000 for this house, but you will need to fix this. You need to fix that. You need to fix that. You need to fix that. Or is that something you're willing to fix, all this part of the property that you need to fix? Are you willing to put that work in so we can get you the highest end price range for your area? Just have a conversation. Keep it simple. It's all numbers game. Nobody's cheating anybody. Everybody gets what they deserve. If they want to fix up the property, they deserve the most amount of money. If they don't want to fix up the property, they deserve the lowest possible you can possibly get them to accept. And that's clearly not $65,000. So what should you do? You need to have a conversation. You need to have a conversation, all right? So, and if you want to be more educated on how the numbers work, go to dealestimator.com and see how the numbers work with the comparison to ARV, maximum allowable offer, the comparables and stuff like that. And if you don't want to have this kind of stupid conversations, you just want to have enough leads, so you're talking to motivated sellers only, skip 80% of the hustle, make $100,000 with or without closing deals, and then 10x the number of deals you're doing. If you want to do that, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go. And get this book. It's free, okay? And the options of audiobook and paper and Kindle are also there. And by the way, if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.